Welcome back in. Thank you guys for listening and gals for listening, wherever you may do that. Be that streaming on good old-fashioned AM radio or wherever that may be. We do appreciate it and everything you do. Thank you for the interaction. I do love it. Phone lines are open. We got 10 minutes here before we're going to give away. We're going to get a little impromptu freestyle session here on Game Time. So you guys will be able to hear these people earn their tickets to the Wu-Tang Clan at Sturt Concert Cove on August 1st. Starts at 8 p.m. Going to be a great night. Interesting discussion. I'm going to talk about it for a little bit here while we run up to the top of the hour. We'll get our Wu-Tang on at 12 o'clock. And we'll come back around and pick it up. But discussion last night, I was talking to our bartender, Stetson. And he said, hey, are you content with a defense that just gives up 24 points a game? Like, you know. So anything better than that is great. Anything above that, you got some concern. And the discussion kind of led to us, like, so you think Frost's offense will be able to put up more than 28 a game? Is basically what you're getting to. And so I had to stop and think about it. He didn't have me as perplexed as Smitty had the other day, but I sat and thought about it. I was like, well, I know it's not going to fit the eye, but I understand the logic and mindset. Now, is that the goal of Nebraska's defense? Not a chance. Not a chance. That number's going to be way lower than that. But it was an interesting discussion because I got to the point that I talked myself around to, I'm team, this offense will score. A lot of unproven, I get all that. But again, my basis of it is I have trust in the offseason process. Your two of a system, there's going to be a lot less teaching, a lot more fine-tuning. Can I live with that? Then I wanted to get your opinions on that. So you can hit me up on the wherever you want to, with any of the three avenues that you need to. You can call us, 402-951-1620. You can email us. You can hit me up on Twitter. But that mindset, I know it'll be a different mindset of the defensive coaches and the defensive players and all those guys, but it isn't a panic button if somebody scores 24. It's another storyline to the season because people had a lot of question comment, right? They're like, oh, are we going to get blown out again? Is this the way the defense is going to be? Blah, blah, blah. But I've come to terms with the fact that I could give up 24 a game and be perfectly fine with that. Because I think that's a 27 to 35, you know, even other times 42 point per game scoring offense. But it'll be different to watch. Because we want to all go back and rely on the black shirts, and they gave up 10 points a game, and this few yards, and that is for sure the goal. But us as a fan base, because now let's be honest, I'm old. I'm a fan now. I just happen to have played when I'm down there in the 90s. So to watch this and watch it all shake out, I hope that mindset of mentality. Now, you're never going to eliminate everybody. There's always the one fan like, well, they won, but they gave up this many, or they did this, or this didn't look right, didn't hit my eye right. But can you live in a world where giving up 24 points is acceptable as long as you're winning games? Because I think there's that piece. This more than ever is a season of proof. And Stets was on fire last night. We had a lot of great conversation. He said, this is a season that as you get into it, if the wins don't translate onto the field where they're supposed to, the recruiting becomes a little more difficult. Because now you can't sell the, hey, it was an install year, we were 4-8, blah, 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 this is the vision. And maybe it's just with the higher profile. You know, I think the kids in the Midwest sometimes are, the mid-range kids are undervalued, and I think at times the top-end kids are overvalued in the majority of cases. There's other cases where the services are spot on. But when you want to get into those deeper pools and swim with the bigger fishes, that end of the day, that winning record, that we're in the conference championship, not that Nebraska will be there this year, but that's got to be the next piece to sell the vision. But I'm interested to get your thoughts. So you can hit me up wherever you want. Give us a call. You can email me. it will just be a different way to watch the game. Now, where there'll be games where it's like, all right, we held somebody to seven. That's why I thought the Michigan State game, not a vaunted offense, but to do what Nebraska was able to do in that game, that was cool to me. So I'm like, okay. But I think it frees Chenander up to take chances, to be able to blitz in maybe certain situations when you wouldn't. Now I'm on record. I've gone through and I've watched a lot of that 2018 season. Why did these lights get brighter? I watched this 2018 season. There's a lot of two-gap stunts, right? So one lineman goes from one gap to, he goes two gaps to the right. The other two guys loop back two gaps to the left. And just, they were too slow. So I'm anxious to see those, if those get fine-tuned, if it all has fallen in bigger, faster, stronger, we're going through those. Or does it flat out just us as Nebraska fans right now? And there's a big contingent of this. Do we just want to win? I don't care if it's 42-40. I just want to win the game. I just want to win. John says, depends on how the team scores the 24. If it's four drives of 10-plus plays and 10 minutes off the clock, then I'm a no. Nor would I want four big plays, but in general, yeah, if today's college football, I'd take a chance of scoring 28 to win. That's the shift. Because you're going to, that's kind of where things have to be. Like, that's kind of what the mindset is. And I'm not trying to be an apologist. I'm not trying to be a Nebraska football season prepper. A lot of things that I talk to you guys about, and you gals about, is how I'm going to cope with the season myself. Because I'm like, can I sit there and watch and say, okay, and now, if you're getting it ground down your throat and it's excruciating to watch, I would probably be better off as a fan on one quick, like one big play a game, right? Somebody busts one for 60. I think the four series of grind it out, ram it down your throat, take time off the clock, 10-plus play drives, that's the big one to me. Because those will break your spirit. They'll break your morale. They'll make you start to question. So it will be interesting to watch. I'm interested to see how everybody is kind of envisioning this. But hope it takes... I think Chenander does a nice job. I think everything that they got, you started to see toward the end of the season, some of those blitzes got a little more crisp. Some of the coverages got a little better. A lot of attitudes and everything had changed. Fascinating to see in year two if it doesn't take a step back, if you continue to build on that and it goes forward. It's Federer won set one in the matchup with Rafa Nadal. Djokovic is already moving on. Georgie is right now prepping us to get ready to give away our Wu-Tang tickets. For those who want to be entertained, get ready. We've got the guys online. We're going to go out to break here. We're going to come back. We got a little freestyle going on live on these AM radio airwaves to give away tickets that these people will definitely earn by proving their fandom for the Wu-Tang Clan. Thank you, Stir Concert Co., for setting that up. Break time, Matt Berzal, Game Time, 1620 The Zone.